The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. In order to regulate their body temperature as efficiently as possible, wild female bats switch between two strategies depending on both the ambient temperature and the reproductive status. During pregnancy and lactation, they profit energetically from clustering when temperatures drop. Once they've finished lactating, they use torpor, or temporary hibernation, to slow their metabolic rate and drop their body temperature so that they expend as little energy as possible. The reason for the periodic shift is that torpor has disadvantages for reproductive females. To unlock the mystery of thermoregulation strategies used by bats, researchers studied wild colonies during different periods of the reproductive cycle, pre-lactation, lactation, and post-lactation. They measured ambient temperature over these three periods, as well as the bat's metabolic rate, by measuring the rate of oxygen consumption. They found that the bat's metabolic rate was strongly influenced by the ambient temperature. However, by roosting in groups, or social thermoregulation, the bats were able to regulate their body temperature more effectively.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.